Iraqi politicians have other problems on their plate. It's been nearly 8 months since political rivals formed a coalition government, but key positions have yet to be filled, and political infighting continues, as we hear from NPR's Kelly McEvers.
The problems have been mounting for months. Iraq's prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who's backed by the country's Shiites, and his main rival, Iyad Alawi, who's backed by the Sunnis, simply cannot agree on who should run the ministries of defense and interior. Over the weekend, Maliki, Alawi, and other key politicians finally sat down to try to hash it all out. Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, a Kurd, held a press conference after the meeting. His expression was not optimistic. We have agreed to reactivate a committee, Talabani said. This committee will prepare a list of proposals that can be discussed in 2 weeks' time. In other words, it was a discussion about a discussion, and it was very low on substance. The trouble started in March of last year, when the parties of Maliki and Alawi nearly tied in parliamentary elections. Then came months of fighting over who had the right to form a government. Once it was clear that Maliki had a large enough coalition in parliament and that he would become prime minister, the question was, what would happen to Alawi? The U.S. pushed Alawi to stay in government rather than form a traditional opposition like in most parliamentary systems. Kurdish Member of Parliament Mahmoud Othman says that was a mistake.
They say, well, let's all make the government together, partnership government, power-sharing government. And then they enter the government without agreeing on the program, without agreeing on the details. So when they started work, they were not the same. And then problems started, and it is still there, not solved.
The problems are not just who will run the defense and interior ministries, but the role of a national strategic council that's supposed to be headed by Alawi. The council was proposed by the Americans as a way to have some checks on Maliki's power, but the council has yet to convene. Now, Othman says most Iraqis and many American policymakers regret pushing for a power-sharing government. But Othman says it's too late to turn back now. The other problem, he says, is that Americans are so focused on the question of whether some U.S. troops will remain in Iraq next year that for them, the political stalemate has been moved to the back burner. In the end, he says, it's the Iraqi people who lose out.
The poor citizen is losing very much. He doesn't have enough services. He doesn't have electricity. He doesn't have security. And the leaders just go on meeting and talk and so on. So we are in a bad shape, really.
Every week, small groups of Iraqis gather in Baghdad's Tahrir Square to air their complaints. Protest organizer Haider Said says if there can't be a real opposition in parliament, then the people should be the opposition. For every 100 protesters, though, there seem to be 100 different problems. Corruption, electricity shortages, the search for those who went missing during the war, unemployment, the harassment of protesters. Two guys can't even agree on who to blame for all their problems, America or Iran. We don't need to bring down our government, another guy says. All we want is what our government promised to give us. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.